Welcome to Master the Pause with Marian Moss. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Welcome to Master the Pause. I'm your host, Marian Moss, and mastering the pause is the way to expand your consciousness through the control of your inhalation and exhalation. In these podcasts, my guests use breath consciousness as a way to work with their own health or with clients and patients, students, or athletes. And the experiences of the use of the breath are broad and life-changing. And today, I want to welcome Dr. Edith Ubuntu Chan. I am so delighted to meet you, which I just did recently. And I'm just so excited about all the work that you do in the world. Thank you so much for doing this ahead of time. I just find you dynamic and a dynamic woman, versatile and genuine and full of life. And we are going to find out all about her today. And I would love for you to know more about her. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Marian. Thank you to the audience. Thank you so much for having me in your car, in your living room, in your life, sharing these precious moments together. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, it's going to be such a wonderful time today. Dr. Edith Ubuntu Chan is a teacher of consciousness and a facilitator of human potential, a holistic Chinese medicine doctor, author, speaker, coach, and a mama of two luminous children. Her journey began in 2003 after a series of meditation-induced mystical experiences that changed her perception of human possibilities forever. Since then, she has devoted her life to unlocking the secrets to human potential. Her work weaves together ancient wisdom with the latest in science, medicine, and spirituality. Dr. Edith's first book, Super Wellness, features a foreword by Wim Hof and offers a powerful distillation of her first 15 years of clinical experience. Her upcoming second book, Luminous Kids, explores humanity's transition into the new paradigm of awakened living, with a focus on children, education, parenthood, and family life. It draws inspiration from her personal journey of conscious conception, home birth, child-led self-directed education, homeschooling and unschooling, and holistic family life. It aims to spark a new conversation about the evolution in consciousness as a human family. Throughout her career as a holistic medicine practitioner, Dr. Edith has been known for her extraordinary success helping athletes achieve optimal health and high performance. She draws upon her background as a NCAA Division One, collegiate rower, and as a co-founder and past coach of San Francisco Triathlon Club. She weaves together her background as a level 3 practitioner of the reconnection as a high performance coach and as a teacher of meditation and consciousness. Dr. Edith has been featured on Yoga Journal, CNN, Lailu, Macy's Juicy Living Tour, The Goddess Project documentary, the numerous health and wellness podcasts, and her academic background includes a doctoral degree from 5 branches University in Endocrinology and Neuromuscular Medicine, and a 4-year graduate degree from American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine, and a bachelor's with magna cum laude in applied mathematics from Harvard University. In 2015, Dr. Edith created the first Pranic Festival, an international conference exploring the frontiers of human possibilities. Since 2018, her popular podcast, Dr. E Show, has featured a stunning array of world-class guests in the areas like health and wellness, science, and Spirituality, Quantum Biology, and Conscious Living. In 2021, Dr. Edith launched the Luminous Education Revolution Summit and supporting families in transitioning into the new paradigm of education, homeschooling, unschooling, village building, and awakened parenthood. Through her writings, coaching, workshops, and seminars, Dr. Edith helps thought leaders and change makers become masters of their energy and life so that they can lead and serve at the highest levels. So I'm just to let people know right now, you can visit her website at DrEdithUbuntu.com. That's DrEdithUbuntu.com. Oh my gosh. I think we have several podcasts here.
That's the whole show. Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. That's amazing. Well, shall we start with how the heck did all this start? Could you give us a little background?
Yeah, sure. You know, just like all your audience, I'm sure all the listeners that tune into a show like this are people that are very multifaceted, multi-talented, multidimensional. So it's always a little bit funny to try to distill everything into a few words or sound bites. But I'd say my personal story probably started when I was 4 years old. I grew up in Hong Kong, and my parents are very like, you know, conventional, scientific minded. My dad was an entrepreneur. My mom used to be a journalist, and she became a stay-at-home mom. But we have lots of doctors and nurses and scientifically minded people in our family. My dad, though, had this horrible back pain that from doctor to doctor to doctor, nothing was helping. My sister had this ankle sprain that was always swollen. And they said, there's nothing wrong with it. We don't know why it's always swollen. So this is pre-internet, right? Like, what year was this? 1980, I think. Way before the internet. Word of mouth, you know, you start hearing about, oh, there's this Qigong healer in this back alleyway. He seems to help a lot of people that have done everything. And nothing's helping. And he seems to kind of perform miracles. So my parents, you know, they were open-minded enough to just give it a try. Because it's like, what do we have to lose at this point? We tried everything else. We went there. And I remember so vividly, my mom put me in a matching 80s velour warm-up suit. It was purple, like matching top and bottom. We go to visit this Qigong healer. And I was so excited. It was like this little adventure. And little four-year-old me sees this Qigong master, and he's breathing. And he's got this big belly. And I remember poking at his belly. I was like, you have a big belly. And he goes, this is my Dan Qian. It's Qi. And I was like, ooh, it was all like mystical. Long story short, in front of my own eyes, I saw this guy in one session breathe deeply, then emit this energy. My dad's back pain was gone.
Ooh.
In one session, my sister's swollen ankle shrank right down and it was better. One session. Amazing. So I'm 4 years old. I don't have all the society programming. Instantly, I see this with my own eyes. And I say, when I grow up, I'm going to become a Chinese Qigong healer. I'm going to learn Chinese medicine. I'm going to heal with my hands. And so I start telling all the adults, you know, aunts, uncles, my parents, hey, that's what I'm going to do. How can I learn how to do that? And they said, you know, it's not practical. You should go to school, get a good job, go to college, all this stuff, right? And I was like, but that. So all these people with all these college degrees couldn't help you. But this guy, in one session, he breathed and then he emitted this energy and he helped you. That's what I want to do. Forget all the, you know.
That sounds pretty practical to me.
Right. So, right. So like sometimes you need a child to just like say it how it is. But of course, yeah. So this was before the internet. And back then, it was still kind of considered quackery, honestly. And the truth is that there were a lot of like legit ones and a lot of scams. It's hard to tell who's who, you know? And so my parents, you know, like all parents, always trying to do their best. They said, you know what? You can't make a living doing that. Look at the place he lives. He doesn't have money and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, it just planted a seed. Like something is weird about this world. Like here's a guy that is actually giving people results, but he's not making a good living. But what he's doing, he clearly has tapped into the true simple essence of healing. Like I couldn't articulate that as a 4-year-old, right?
Sure.
I could see it with my eyes that all these fancy technologies in the hospitals, all these people with like fancy degrees couldn't help my family. And here's a guy with no technology except his breath and his hands in one session solved the problem. Like, what are you supposed to make of that as a 4-year-old, right? So instantly that planted a seed for me. And long story short, I kept begging all of my family members, please, that's what I want to do. What does it take? What does it take? And everybody said, oh, that's so cute. Ha, ha, ha. She wants to become some quack healer when she grows up. Ha, 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 ha. Right? I mean, they didn't really belittle me, but they with love in their hearts said, it's not practical. We want you to have a good life. We want you to get a degree so you can get a good job and have a home and, you know, like be able to sustain yourself as an adult. So please go to school, get good grades and get a good job when you grow up. So I thought, okay, after months of bugging all the adults around me, nobody would support me in this career choice. Also, back in those days, it's a lot of like ancient family lineage secrets that's passed down from generation to generation. And if you're a girl and if it's not in your family lineage, it was just really hard to get into learning this stuff. Now, fast forward these days, we have actually degree programs and schools and certifications in Qigong healing. It's a totally different world now. But when I was 4, I understand why it was just not practical from my parents' perspective. So I said, well, if I can't be a Qigong healer, you know, just like most children, I used to gaze up at the sky and I would see energy patterns and be very intuitive. And I would see geometries of light in the sky and in the ceiling. I thought, okay, well, then I want to learn about the stars and the cosmos. So I said, I'm going to be an astronaut then. If I can't be a Qigong healer, astronaut is my second choice. And so that's what happened. All the adults said, oh, good, she's done with the Qigong healer phase. She's going to be an astronaut. So everybody tried to really love and encourage this passion and support me and said, you know, to be an astronaut, you better be really good at math and science and engineering. So I thought, okay, I'll set my mind at that goal. So fast forward, I went to Harvard and got a degree in applied mathematics and graduated with, you know, high honors. And yeah, so that's how I ended up going into the math track. But by then, when I graduated from undergrad with this math degree, the dot-com boom was just starting. And so there was a lot of high-paying jobs that were recruiting graduates that have, you know, math and science and analytical skills. So I find myself in one job after another in software and technology. And to be honest, I was quite good at it. But inside, I think many people that listen to the show probably can agree. There are so many things in this world that the world tells us to live life in a certain way. But inside your soul, you know that this isn't quite your path. And to be honest, looking back, I knew the whole time. But, you know, when you're in your early 20s, you just want to do, the world says, oh, you're so good at this. Keep going, you're so good at this. So I was Employee of the Year award at the software company. And so this small software company invited me into this meeting with a bunch of senior high ups that you know, I think they were wanting to kind of groom me and accelerate me into a higher management position, which was very exciting for my family, hardworking immigrants that really want you to be successful, right? So This was a turning point moment. When I walked into this meeting with all these super successful software executives, I thought, I made it. I just won Employee of the Year Award. You know, I graduated magna cum laude from an Ivy League school. My parents are so proud. Now I'm in this successful software company moving up quickly. They invited me to the senior meeting because they want to, you know, accelerate my career path. And I'm with all these super successful software executives. I walked in and remember, smells of like the whiteboard, and it was this newish company. So there was like new furniture smells in this room. And I was so excited. I was bumping shoulders with the senior high ups. And as soon as I walked in and sat down and looked around, it was like, boom, I realized I don't want to be like any of these people when I grow up. They may have a lot of money and success in the 3D sense of the word, but all of them look frazzled, stressed out, prematurely aging. They didn't look fulfilled, joyful, satisfied with their life. And I had just been, you know, I was still in my 20s and having lots of health problems already. Aches and pains, menstrual cramps, digestive issues, frequent colds and flus. I gained 15 pounds. I was a collegiate athlete, so I was very fit and strong all throughout college. But then I gained 15 pounds of just sheer inflammation from the stress. It was like work hard and play hard, right? You push yourself so hard during the week, and then in the weekends, you know, go partying and boozing. And it was just a lifestyle that was not healthy. But everybody said, hey, you know, this is life. Just take an Advil and keep pushing along. And so in that meeting, it was like the record players came to a screeching halt. And this voice said, is this what you want to be when you grow up? And boom, I had forgotten about what happened when I was four with the Qigong healer. And all of that came crashing back into my mind. And I realized, wait a minute, I'm living somebody else's life. What happened? This is not what I wanted to do with my life. And so that day, I went back to my desk, and I, you know, the content of that meeting, I came to have a different perspective. It was like almost an out of body experience. I saw the energetics of that meeting, and something just felt very out of harmony. And I saw that the conversation was just about like pushing, you know, bottom line, more profits. And then contrast that, the vision of what that Qigong healer was doing, just like breathing and healing people with his hands. There's no comparison. I just saw this side-by-side vision of two lives that I could, you know, like two paths that I could take with this life. So I went back
on the road.
Yes, I went back to my desk and started researching how to become a Qigong healer, Chinese medicine, and alternative holistic healing. And I got so excited. My heart totally lit up. I realized, wow, now times have changed. It's not like when I was four. There's graduate degree programs and really legitimate scientific research about Qigong, about acupuncture, about herbal medicine, about holistic healing. This is not just quackery anymore. I can step into this path. And of course, you know, I checked in with my friends, my family, everybody thought it was crazy. You have a totally budding, successful corporate career. Why'd you throw all of that away to become what they perceived, you know, like woo-woo stuff?
Yeah.
So in the end, it was September 11th that happened. That really woke me up and gave me the courage. Wow. It was like the week after September 11th, I gave my notice, quit my job and switched my career and went back to Chinese medicine school. And the rest is history, as they say.
That's incredible. That's a true awakening in every sense of the word. I mean, that is awareness extraordinaire. I can see that you deep down were reborn as a healer in that sense, you know, you were born and you had to explore that. And, but the use of all this mathematics in this new profession and the new, your newfound, or shall we say your, re, reborn? Is that a good word? You have come to light, seeing how nature is and mathematics. How do you put those together?
Well, I think that actually sometimes you don't really know until you have some hindsight to look back, right? Like you just in life, you kind of just put one foot in front of another, one breath at a time, and you kind of don't really know until you can look back and you see the beautiful tapestry of your life. You know, for me, it was like that was one mini awakening that happened. The true waking up actually happened after I was in Chinese medicine school. And of course, I love the academics of learning. Chinese medicine gives you this beautiful cosmology and worldview shift that is much more holistic and actually much more satisfying. It satisfied me on a deep soul level to learn to see life.
To include all the elements into your life and not disregard them as separate pockets.
So many things about our Western upbringing is deeply unsatisfying because it's actually not true. This separation of body, mind, emotions, and soul. Chinese medicine brings it all back together and understands that it's all one holistic, unified system. And the balance between all the five elements, the balance of the yin and yang in your life, like all these things about balance and harmony. And then the language of Chinese medicine in terms of, quote, diagnosis of disharmony in your energy systems, is the language is like ecology. It's like gardening. It's like nature. You're talking about like the balance of the heat and the cold, the, you know, things that are too high or too low. You need the water to balance the fire. And it's like, and you can have like wind and dampness and dryness and these terms that it's like, you really think of it like a gardener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
anybody can think about that in those terms, and it makes it a little simpler to understand how your daily life gets carried out. If you have a cold, you check to see if it's a damp cold or a dry cold, and then there are herbs to treat that, and there are vacations to go to get more sunlight or something like that.
It's just a much more, I keep using this word, satisfying way, because it's very practical. It's not, people think of it as some kind of like woo-woo thing, but it's just very grounded, very practical, but also very flexible and holistic at the same time. So learning the academics of Chinese medicine was like a mind shift, a worldview shift, a reprogramming. But the real juice of Chinese medicine was back in those days, there was a lot more Qigong coursework in Chinese medicine school. I'm sad to say the curriculum has evolved, so there's more academics and less Tai Chi and Qigong now, sad to say. But that's where I got the most juice out of my Chinese medicine training. Also, outside of Chinese medicine school, I apprenticed with a Qigong healer. Like within the first week of Chinese medicine, as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will come. Boom. Yes. I was connected with this amazing Qigong healer. He's now retired. He had a very busy practice and he did acupuncture and herbs, but mostly he was a Qigong healer, and he was a traditional like old school Chinese bone setter doctor. So he taught me a lot of hands-on healing techniques that came down through lineages. So my childhood dream at 4 actually came true when I was 24. I found my teacher. So all the Qigong actually integrated the academic knowledge into a physical, physiological experience. Right? Qigong, through the power of the breath, through the power of your consciousness to direct the flow of energy, you directly experience the meridians flowing in the way that the textbooks say. You directly experience what it feels like when your energy system is balanced or out of balance. That direct experience, once you tap into it, nobody can ever take that away from you. So it's not like reading about it from a book. it's your own lived experience. Like with every cell of your being, you understand it, right? Like that's true understanding when you have that direct experience.
And then you have a choice to direct that that chi, that energy, for whatever use you need it for. Hopefully positive and healing others and expanding on that. It's lovely. It'd be nice if everybody was conscious of that, so we create a lot of positivity in the world.
Yeah, after about two decades of studying Qigong and breathwork and energy medicine, I've come to realize that this is maybe the most important education that we should have gotten growing up that we didn't. And it's also, this is a little bit of a tangent, why I'm so passionate about the new generation of children, educating them in the correct way, which is looking at what actually is important for a human being to have a thriving, healthy, joyful, fulfilling life, where your body, mind, emotion, soul is integrated and locked back into its true connection again, right? So that you can fully express your life. Your soul comes here to express in the physical, uninhibited. That actually, the breath and the energy awareness is a huge, just fundamental piece of it. Sometimes people ask me, my new clients and patients at my Chinese medicine clinic, they see that right from the get-go. I'm like, number one thing, let's learn to breathe. Number one thing, let's learn some very simple Qigong techniques, just simple stuff, so that you start to tap into this energy awareness. And they're like, well, what, can you tell me the benefits of it? And I say, okay, here's a hand. I have a hand. What can you do with this hand? Let me ask you that. They're like, what kind of question is that? Like, imagine if you're like an alien from a civilization that didn't have a hand. You came here, you're like, wow, these humans, they have these hands with these five fingers. What are they for? And your answer would be like, what is it not for? If you have hands, you can do so many things. You can touch, you can heal, you can create art, you can write, you can create tools. Myriads of beautiful things in this life open up when you start to access the dexterity and the gifts of a hand. It's like that with breath and with energy awareness. It's like, what can you not do with it? You know?
So if you can think it, it can create it.
Yeah. So we begin as soon, just like we cultivate dexterity here with the hands, let's cultivate dexterity with our breath. And with our energy awareness, it opens up infinite possibilities, you know?
I'm so with you here.
Mm-hmm. This is like, it's so profound. I mean, this is for the rest of our lives now. This is maybe the single most important skill to create a good life, in my experience and in my opinion.
And it's the one thing that connects the body with the mind, because you don't have one without the other. And to cultivate that, if you're talking about using fingers I'm a hairdresser when I'm not a body worker, when I'm not doing other things, doing podcasts and stuff, but they're extensions of my mind and my creativity.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm not healthy, these fingers get limp. If I'm healthy, I can actually do something healing with that. Yes. And it's that simple to understand. And from a layman's point of view.
I love to share the story of my mei in Chinese medicine school, of that one situation that changed my life forever with my breath.
Please do.
Because, you know, when I started Chinese medicine school, it's like so exciting learning all these things. It's like, wow, like my mind is blown open. My heart is blown open with the education that I was getting. It was like, this is timeless principles of not just health, but life and our existence. Like Chinese medicine says, you know, we are here as humans. This term that maybe you and the audience has heard, to be between heaven and earth, that a human is here to bring heaven onto earth. Right. And so in the Qigong practice, we also experience that, not just talk about it and philosophize about it. So there was this one particular Qigong class. There's a beautiful Qigong teacher that taught at that Chinese medicine school. She no longer teaches that there, but I am eternally grateful for her because I had so many profound experiences practicing Qigong while I was in school. Like all my life, I had been like heard about meditation and I had dabbled in all different styles of meditation, but it was not until I learned breathing practice in Qigong that things clicked for me. Because in meditation, many different meditation practices, they have you just kind of sit and just like watch your thoughts come and glow like clouds. And I'm like, this is irritating me even more. I'm not getting any peace right here. But the moment in Qigong class, we were taught to cultivate breath awareness. I found stillness. I found peace. I found silence. I found the gap between my thoughts. That complete stillness and peace that I think everybody craves for. But they don't know actually how simple it is to tap into it through the power of the breath. And I'm so grateful that in my early mid-20s, I was able to start tapping into that space. And every single Qigong class, I would have these beautiful, peaceful, like very nurturing, relaxing experiences. But there was one particular Qigong class that I had no idea that what to expect. We tapped into this meditation practice and it was a guided meditation practice. And it wasn't like a special day or anything. It was just like any other day. But for some strange reason, this particular Qigong practice, I dropped so deeply. I went deeper, 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 deeper. And then all of a sudden, this being exploded into trillions of pieces of love and light. And there was no reference point. I'd never experienced anything like this. So there was no more body. There was no more time and space. It was just the size of the entire cosmos. And to this day, I have no idea how long I stayed in that space. But it was the strangest thing because it was like, wow, this is our natural state. I feel completely comfortable and at peace and at home.
You know, the fact that you were and weren't scared and ran off. I've heard about people who have experiences and they go to the doctor and get medication for it, which unfortunately is not the direction that. They had no guide. They had no reference for that. Lucky you. You got to you take that experience and live it and enjoy it and feel the joy from it.
Well, yes and no.
There was a lot going on, I bet. Yeah.
So because I was young and immature and new to my path, to have that supernova explosion happened. There was, how can I describe it? It was like complete contentment. All the questions I ever had were completely answered. There were no more questions, just complete peace and love and stillness. And then eventually, I don't know how much time elapsed, but from a far distance, I heard our Qigong teacher guiding some other exercise. And then suddenly there was this awareness. Oh, yeah. In the world of apparent time and space, there's a body, there's a Qigong class, and there's this person called Edith Chan and with a body that I should go back to. So this is the part that was painful, actually. Imagine taking trillions and trillions of pieces of love and light and squeezing it back into the pretense of a physical body. It was like hard work to bring a densified back to this physical body and then avalanches of tears came bursting down the face. Mm-hmm. And it took a long time for me to even articulate what those tears were. It was like a crashing of intense, intense gratitude for having remembered our true nature as infinite love. Mm. And intense grief and sorrow. Because I realized just in that instant, I realized that pretty much everything we've been told about this life, the nature of this reality, is actually backwards and upside down. And there was deep grief and sadness at the lies that I had lived in my life up till, like, it was like a coming to Jesus moment, I guess you can say. Deep gratitude and deep sadness and grief at the same time. And that turned into just like a faucet of avalanches and avalanches of tears. But the good news is it turned me into a seeker. Yeah. And I realized the power of direct experience, because once you've had an experience like this, and I'm sure many of the audience listening to this through the power of the breath, whether big or small, you've had some experiences and nobody can take that power away from you ever again, right? You have a different reference point. That's the power of the breath. It's a direct experience. It's not dogma. It's not philosophy. It's not reading about it somewhere in a book. You know it in your bones, in your cells, in your soul, in every nook and cranny of your being, a truth, a resonance that nobody can take that away from you ever again. But it turned me into a seeker, and I started studying different, you know, healing modalities, traveling around the world. I read thousands of books about the nature of reality, spirituality, healing, all kinds of things, because now I realized that I needed to piece the pieces of the puzzles together again. And so the very good news is, after almost two decades of being an explorer of consciousness, gradually starts to synthesize into understanding that we live in this time of intense transition and transformation right now, that all of us, there's no accident, that we chose to incarnate here now to bring a more beautiful world. As the ancient Chinese said, the purpose of every human's life is to bring heaven onto earth. And in the beautiful, unique way that each of us are doing that right now, that's why the world kind of looks like a big hot mess out there, because we're here to clean it up, to right the wrongs of history, to bring a more beautiful state of being, to co-create a more beautiful new earth. And it's a lot of work, you know, so which requires a lot of breathing to drop back into that inner connection, to keep ourselves staying centered, grounded, stable within ourselves, to tune in and tap into that inner inspiration on a consistent basis. So this is really the power of the breath in everything that we need to do right now as humans on this planet.
I'd love to ask you if you'd mind leading us through some experience of what you're talking about for a minute or so, because this is the most valuable thing we can offer to anyone, is the experience of the breath. I would, if you're so willing, we'll just ask people to, if you're have a sharp instrument in your hand, put it down, or if you're driving, if you'd like to put us on pause and join us again, when you feel in a nice, restful place, please. Yes. Dr. Edith, would you go ahead and give us that experience?
Sure, I would love to. So in many traditions, especially in the Chinese Qigong traditions, we focus on the energy centers of the head, the heart, the belly. I also like to add the hands and the feet as the anchoring points. So often people say, oh, I need to get centered and grounded. Well, what does that mean? This is how. So I'll guide us one step at a time. Instead of seated or laying down, I like to actually do standing meditation, but seated is okay too. So sit or stand nice and tall. Then go ahead, take three simple breaths to come to your center. Returning to your natural state of peace and stillness. And go ahead and wiggle your toes and your feet and become aware of your feet and take a super deep breath with your feet and root deeply, deeply, deeply into the earth. Imagine yourself in your favorite place in nature. What does that feel like? With every cell of your body, feel the way you feel when you're at peace. Deeply relax in the cocoon of Mother Earth's energy. Choose to enter into resonance with nature's energy and nature's wisdom. Feel her nurturing and supporting you in everything that you do in this life. Good. Maintaining that awareness in your feet. Bring your hands over your belly button area. And take three deep breaths to tune into your belly center. In Qigong, we call this the lower dantian, the lower field of medicine in our body. This belly center is full of alchemy, full of medicine, full of chi and light. So tune into the energy of your belly. Feel yourself getting super centered, stable, strong, and powerful by breathing deeply with your belly. And take one more deep breath to amplify the centering quality of your belly. And notice just with your feet rooted on the earth, with your belly feeling strong, bright, centered, powerful, the qualitative difference that you feel just with these small shifts alone. Now bring your hands over your heart. This is called your middle dantian in Qigong. And take about three breaths, focusing on your heart's beautiful energy, your truest, most loving essence. Allow that energy to amplify itself with these three breaths. This deepest, purest, most sincere love that you have for yourself, for others. Allow this energy of love and compassion and care to radiate out, softening and dissolving any old emotional energies you don't need. So feeling your feet rooted, feeling your belly strong, stable, centered, feeling your heart's love radiating outwards. Now come up to the level of your head and just take a few breaths to clear any old clutterous thoughts you no longer need. Breathing powerfully. Brighten and lighten your mind. Through the power of your breath, opening to beautiful new possibilities, allowing beautiful, clear thoughts and inspirations and future visions to come through. Good. Now opening your crown, the top of your head, using your hands if it's helpful to allow beautiful downloads to come through from whatever term works for you, source, heaven, the cosmos, guide that energy down through your crown, bathing your entire system, guiding it down your head, clearing everything, purifying, upgrading, nurturing everything along its path, guiding down to your hearts, guiding all the way down to your belly, all the way past your feet, and all the way down to the heart of Mother Earth. And of course, she sends her love back up. So take three breaths to feel yourself strong, stable as an infinitely huge column of light. Now add a layer to this from your heart center, one breath radiated out into your energy bubble. And notice your energy bubble getting brighter, lighter, clearer, and brighter. So can you tune into your awareness of your beautiful energy architecture? Become aware of your head, your heart, your belly, your hands, and your feet, pulsating, pulsating, pulsating. And become aware of this infinitely huge, majestic column of light that you are, connecting heaven with earth and earth with heaven. And become aware of your energy bubble always radiating beautiful energy, showing up as the very best of yourself in every moment of this precious life. Beautiful. Let's finish with three breaths to solidify and stabilize into this beautiful state. And let's make a commitment to hold ourselves at this beautiful and very high standard of energy awareness, that we always stay in our center. We always bring a conscious energy into every situation of our lives. Three breaths. Good. When you feel complete, wiggle your hands and feet and rub your hands so you get kind of grounded. In Qigong, we do like a full meridian pat down, but we'll just shortcut it. Rub your kidneys and lower back. And then just pat your butt, your hips and thighs, just to get grounded before you go about the rest of your day.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Wow. My experience was interesting. I found myself shaking off energy that I didn't need. I felt like I was just letting go and letting go and letting go. That shivering kind of like, oh, got rid of that kind of feeling. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Thank you. And and you guys, you can replay this and try it again, especially if you're really new to understanding the art of Qigong breathing and Chinese medicine. You can feel this work, that you can feel the breath moving through you. And that is what Dr. Edith Ubuntu is talking about today. And we are most grateful to you for your service to the world. And please, please, please keep spreading the word. And you, and she simplifies things in such a way that anyone can understand it. And she has children and she's teaching children this. And I want to hear all about how you're raising and homeschooling your children, because I have a feeling a lot of people would want to know about that these days, given this, the pandemic circumstances. So we'd love to have you back again.
I would love it. For those of you guys that want to go deeper into that meditation, can I share?
Please, yes.
With my community, as you know, my website is dredithubuntu.com. There you'll find that every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific, I guide this kind of meditation, but we go deeper and slower for 45 minutes. And there's a beautiful field effect that we can feel. I mean, Marian is a very powerful healer. So just us and then you guys, the kind of mastermind effect of this audience all meditating together, you could really feel a beautiful energy. So we do that as a group every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. The meditations are all recorded. And so they're uploaded into a little course portal so you can listen to it again and again throughout the week. Oh, nice. And each week we have a different theme. So the group kind of requests a very specific theme and we use the meditation because the power of getting into the state now, we can choose, hey, I want to embody more courage. I want to embody more peace. Right. Mm. I want to embody more vitality. And these subtle nuances can be actually programmed into how we consciously meditate and use the power of Qigong and breath to embody these qualitative aspects that we want to create more of in our lives. So please join us if it calls to you. It's an $8 a month membership. So it's like $2 per meditation. The reason we do that is just so that we've discovered when it used to be free, people would come late and like be kind of flaky, but as pay $2 for it, people commit. So I hope that works for you guys. We'd love for you to join our community. And there's a lot of other courses about wellness and consciousness and a lot of other really cool things that we explore. But I would recommend to start off this.
And there are tons of podcasts, people interviewing you and you interviewing Wim Hof and and lots of short videos on how to be practical, be well practically. I mean, tons of topics on that one. So please, please, please explore everything. And we want to mention her book again, Super Wellness. And there's also a free download. How would you describe it? It's a page or chapter from your book, isn't it?
It's actually the whole first section of the book.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the book is, you know, I like the direct path. I don't like to waste anybody's time. I don't like anybody wasting my time. So a lot of people say, wow, Dr. Edith, this super wellness book is like every single page is just practical stuff that I could put into play right away. And so it is a three-part book. And part one kind of gets you to get really clear about what's kind of backwards and upside down about our old paradigm of health and wellness. Part two that takes you on a journey of 360 degree upgrading and honestly simplifying your health and self-care and wellness, such as like putting things back into priority. What's the number one best bang for the buck thing you could do for your health? Breathing.
Bottom line.
Free. You can do it anytime, anywhere, you know, so the book kind of looks at all our health and self-care practices and put the priorities back into its proper place. It's not that healthy eating and all the other things that you also do don't help, but let's put the priorities back into its proper context. That's what the book does. And then at the end of it, people find that, wow, I don't need to overly complicate things. I'm getting way better bang for the buck doing a lifestyle from this perspective, you know, and, you know, it's the reason that some of this stuff isn't out there in the media is because nobody will ever be able to make money off of you if you're fully self-empowered in your health, in your wellness, if you have deep inner peace, right? Like that's not very profitable for any patentable industries out there, but I think we owe it to ourselves and our family to show up as the very best of ourselves by empowering ourselves in these ways. So I encourage you to check out Super Wellness if it resonates for you.
Absolutely. And we're definitely going to do that. And thank you for joining us today. I feel like we've got the masterclass today Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Marian, for how you choose to show up in the world. So bright, so beautiful, so shiny, always bringing the best of yourself in everything that you do. It's an honor to share this adventure together with you.
Oh, it's been an extreme pleasure to meet you and introduce you. And I hope the whole world tunes in and finds out who you are. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to close today by saying, please subscribe to masterthepause.com and stay inspired as you too find your breath. Send us your email and I will send you 5 tips on how to begin to notice your breathing and begin meditation. 2 times a month, you'll be notified of new inspirations with my awesome guests. And 2, get notifications as well to use your subscribe button. We really love the little messages you send us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All the best to you, Dr. Edith Ubuntu Chan. All the best. So long.
Thank you.